those who like their wine, because it adds sophistication to that hearty meal they're serving to their friend. And there are those who like their wine because it helps in the creation of the party feel on which so much depends. And there are those who'd like their wine to come from eastward facing chateaus on the plateaus of Lorraine and all that punk. Well, their motives are not mine, and I like lots and lots of wine, and I like it 'cause it makes me drunk. There are those who take a glass because it helps them to relax. They find it helps their social manner to improve. A very useful scheme that I have taken to its logical extreme. I sometimes get so well relaxed I can't move. And there's another sort of fellow drinks champagne to make him mellow, and he fancies Clicquot, Bollinger and Brut. I tried some Brut myself, I found it on the bathroom shelf, and he was right, it got me mellow as a newt. You can judge your wine by the quality of the vine, or its color, or bouquet, or all that junk. But it all comes back to the falling over factor and the fact that it gets you drunk. There are those who like to think that it's important what they drink. They haven't got an inkling what it's all about. They spend their evenings wasting decent drinking time by tasting bits of this and that and spitting it all out. They pass along the table and they even read the label, muttering things like, oh, what a shame the cork is shrunk, pity, or fruity nose, or too much tannin, when they ought to get a man in who appreciates the chance to get drunk. They waste their time describing what they ought to be imbibing, which is wine, of course, although you never think it. They say things like, young, but promising, precocious, full of fun. You'd have thought they were going to adopt the stuff, not drink it. And at a meal, the silly asses have a row of empty glasses, a different wine with every dish they eat. Mix whatever's handy in stiff all-purpose shandy that goes very nice with fish or shredded wheat. You can judge your wine by the quality of the vine, or its color, or bouquet, or all that junk. But it all comes back to the falling over factor and the fact that it gets you drunk. All the labels right, they roll their R's into their German glottals. Me, I couldn't give a monkey's gauze. The stuff for getting drunk is on the inside, not the outside of the bottle. So if you serve your cheese and wine, invite this friendly Philistine. Call me drunkard, call me sot, call me wino. What do I know? You'll find me in the kitchen, I'll be giggling and twitching, having a sup, then throwing up across your lineup. You can judge your wine by the quality of the vine, or its color, or bouquet, if you insist. But it all comes back to the falling over factor and the fact that it gets you misty-eyed and mellow, gets you maudlin, mawkish, miserable, and pissed.